This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Worldwide, more than 229,000 people have died from COVID-19, with more than 3.2 million cases reported, according to tallies by Johns Hopkins University. This since the epidemic surfaced in China last December. Here are some of the latest developments in the crisis. In tallies compiled by AFP, the United States has now passed the 1 million case mark, with more than 60,000 people dead, the most of any other country. Italy is the second hardest hit country with more than 27,000 dead, followed by Britain, Spain, and France, with more than 24,000 people dead in that country. Europe's Belgium is the country with the most deaths per capita. Cases surged past 100,000 in Russia as officials warn infections have not yet peaked and they extend lockdown measures across the country. The country's latest official death toll is nearly 1,100. South Korea, though, seems to be turning a corner. For the first time since COVID-19 was detected there in February, South Korea reports zero new infections, suggesting its aggressive test and trace strategy is having results. And in the first evidence of a successful treatment for the disease, a U.S. clinical trial of the drug remdesivir shows that COVID-19 patients recovered about 30% faster than those on a placebo. Also, the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air released research that shows there will be 11,000 fewer deaths from air pollution in European countries due to a massive drop in fossil fuel pollution during lockdowns. This is VOA News. A good bit of global economic news pegged to the COVID-19 pandemic is dire. Data from the European Union's official statistics agency Eurostat shows that the EU economy's gross domestic product contracted by 3.8% from January to March, the worst quarterly drop since Eurostat records began in 1995. France confirms it has officially plunged into a recession. Spain's economy has contracted by 5.2% in the first quarter, according to provisional figures by the National Statistics Agency, INE, and unemployment soars in Germany. The jobless total in that country jumped sharply in April to 2.6 million from 2.3 million in March, according to data from the Federal Labor Agency. U.S. intelligence agencies are dismissing at least one theory about the origins of the coronavirus, saying evidence shows the virus was not engineered in a Chinese laboratory. But officials say they're still looking into whether the outbreak, which originated in China, was triggered by human contact with animals or whether it began as the result of some scientific accident. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence said Thursday in a statement that the U.S. intelligence community concurs with the wide scientific consensus that the COVID-19 virus was not man-made or genetically modified. It was a rare public statement on an ongoing investigation. The statement added that intelligence community will continue to rigorously examine emerging information and intelligence to determine whether the outbreak began through contact with infected animals or if it was the result of an accident at a laboratory in Wuhan. The White House has been demanding a more thorough investigation into the origins of COVID-19. U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly cast doubt on statements from both China and the World Health Organization on this topic. A court in Uganda this week rejected bail for 19 members of the LGBT community who were arrested for gathering in public in violation of the coronavirus lockdown. Police arrested the men last month at a shelter for sexual minorities. Their lawyer argues that the men were targeted because of their sexual orientation. A spokesperson for the Kampala police says officers made the arrests after local residents complained about the gathering. Ugandan authorities have outlawed any gathering of more than five people in an effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus, and police arrested more than 400 people last week for alleged violations. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.